On a December day in 1985, my mother and I finally parted. Two Jewish refugees from Iran, we had arrived in the United States 6 months earlier, and for the fear of getting lost in New York, we had gone everywhere together. And now she had to go home to prepare the holiday dinner while I had to stay in the city for a job interview. I put her on a Brooklyn-bound B train. Speaking like the mother to my mother, I said, "Remember, Mother, 55th Street is your stop." I kept repeating, exactly the way she had once told me not to forget to brush. She waved and tried to smile reassuringly as her train took off. I stood wondering, her face still in sight, if I had done the right thing to let her go on her own, when a voice on the intercom announced, "Attention, attention, the Brooklyn-bound B will be running on the R Queens line." When you first arrive as a refugee in America, those relatives who've come before you assume themselves authorities on all matters. First, they shower you with a barrage of metaphors to set you on the right track with the help of an apt imagery. You're a bird now. You migrated to where the weather is better. Or, you're a plant and this is good earth for your roots. Being perfectly disoriented, my mother and I were convinced that if only we dress our minds in the right metaphor, our dizziness would end. Then came the unsolicited advice, mostly contradictory. Some insisted, "Mind your own business." Others said, "If you don't know everyone's business, you're being cheated." But they were all unanimous about one thing: beware of blacks. Standing at the station, helpless, hearing the announcement that blared throughout the platform, I knew then we were not birds or plants, for neither was as lost as my mother at that moment. I took the next train home and waited by the window. The sun had nearly set, and my brothers and I were about to call the police when the doorbell rang. There at the door my mother stood, jubilant, her arm looped around the arm of an African-American woman in a New York Transit Authority uniform. When mother stepped foot into the house, tears began rolling down her cheeks, and the stream of words followed. After more than an hour, all the passengers had got off, and there she was, the only one, still on the train. Then, turning her wet face to her companion, she said in Persian, "This woman right here saved me." "Hey, I was just doing my job," the woman, surmising my mother's meaning through the tears, said in English. Then she explained that seeing how anxious my mother was and how little English she spoke, she thought it was best to personally bring my mother home after her shift had ended. That night in our living room, lighting the Hanukkah candles, my mother prayed for the safety and well-being of Gloria, her newfound friend, and all her family on the eve of Christmas, and would not let poor Gloria go home to tend to her honey-baked ham unless she had tried my mother's tarragon veal balls first. Watching Gloria try my mother's cooking, ooh and ah to every bite, I realized that as new immigrants, we were neither birds nor plants, but used cars that had to reset their odometers to zero and discover the new American road without anyone's instructions, all on our own. I am Roya Hekakian.